The Book of Genesis, Chapter 49. And Jacob called to his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which will befall you in the latter days. Assemble yourselves and hear, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the preeminence of dignity and the preeminence of power. Boiling over as water, you will not have the preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it, he went up to my couch. Simon and Levi are brothers, they determined to destroy violently. O my soul, don't come into their council, to their assembly my glory, don't be united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hocked an ox. Curse be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you will your brothers praise. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion and as a lioness. Who will rouse him up? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. And to him will the obedience of the peoples be, binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He has washed his garments in wine, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun will stay at the haven of the sea, and he will be for a haven of ships, and his border will be on Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey, couching down between the sheepfolds. And he saw a resting place that it was good and the land that it was pleasant. And he bowed his shoulder to bear and became slave labor. Dan will judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a serpent in the way, an adder in the path that bites the horse's heels so that his rider falls backward. I have waited for your salvation, O Yahweh. Gad, a troop will press on him, but he will press on their heel. Out of Asher his bread will be fat and he will yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he gives goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a fountain, his branches run over the wall. The archers have intensely grieved him because they shot at him and persecuted him. But his bow remained firm, and the arms of his hands were agile, by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, Israel's shepherd and rock, even by the God of your father, who will help you, and by the Almighty, who will bless you, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that crouches beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They will be on the head of Joseph, and on the top of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Benjamin is a wolf that ravens. In the morning he will devour the prey, and at evening he will divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Each one, according to the blessing suitable to him, he blessed them. And he charged them and said to them, "I am to be gathered to my relatives. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Lee, the field and the cave that is in it, which was purchased from the sons of Heth." And when Jacob made an end of charging his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered to his people.